بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، محمد رسول الله. قال تعالى في مقام آخر: يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: يا أيها الناس قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحون، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله وصدق الرسول ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a natural, perfect, easy deen to follow, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us ummati of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are discussing the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we have reached the point that the kuffar and the mushrikeen were harassing, troubling, persecuting the sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala from ajmaeen. Last time we addressed you, we spoke about the sufferings of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu for the cause of Islam, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the upliftment of deen. We explained his steadfastness, and if we have to personify the steadfast quality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will see it in the life of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. I have mentioned to you about Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how they also harassed him and put him into difficulty, especially when he went to help Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when he went to stop the people from harassing Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said and addressed the people saying them that, are you going to kill a man who says his Rabb is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the kuffar and the mushrikeen, instead of doing anything else, they pounced upon and trounced Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Reading on this aspect of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, especially in Hayatul Sahaba of Maulana Yusuf Khandelvi rahmatullah alayh, this kitab Hayatul Sahaba of Maulana Yusuf Khandelvi rahmatullah alayh, who was the second Amir of the Tabligh Jamaat, the first Amir being Hazrat Maulana Ilyas rahmatullah alayh, second Amir Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Yusuf rahmatullah alayh, third Amir Maulana Inamul Hasan rahmatullah alayh. And after the demise of Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan rahmatullah alayh, now the decisions are made by council of advisors. Maulana Yusuf rahmatullah alayh wrote this kitab Hayatul Sahaba, and after it was presented, it was written originally in Arabic and presented to the entire world, the Arabs were shocked at it, that how can an Indian alim present and produce such a work? It is highly advisable to read this. It is available in English also, although the translation is not very good. But however, the purport and the message to be conveyed is conveyed fairly well. That's a masterpiece of Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Alayh. In it, he describes what I want to talk to you about. That Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was the first person in Islam to give a speech in the Haram. The first person to give a speech in the Haram about Islam, concerning Islam, upliftment of Ilahi Kalimatullah. He was the first person to go out there and give a speech. In the annals of history, in the corridors of history, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the first one who went into the Kaaba, went into the Mataf area and gave a speech on Islam. Respected elders, you know what happened, that they all jumped on him, beating him up, persecuting him, hitting him on the head to such an extent that the hair was falling off when touched. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, I quote from Hayatul Sahaba, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked the congregation once, that who is the best person? They in respect, they said that Amirul Mu'mineen, because the Khulafa'i Rashideen, they were called the Amirul Mu'mineen. So they said, Amirul Mu'mineen, you are the best person. He said, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the best person. He said, he has not seen anyone more braver than Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that in many instances, during expeditions and battlefronts, that we should make a tent of date palms, leaves, for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sahaba should guard Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the one who was Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's personal guard, personal bodyguard, was Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who should stand with an unsheathed sword and he should proclaim that if anybody wants to come to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should have to pass Abu Bakr first. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was of that caliber and that braveness he had, and he had so much courage. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that he has not seen anyone more braver than Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He went on to add that the believers during the time of Pharaoh, if the believers' actions, if the believers' good actions, if the believers' deeds were put on one side of the scale during the time of Pharaoh, then the action of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, 1 hour of the action of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then the 1 hour action of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu will outshine the entire life of the believers' good deeds and good actions during the time of Pharaoh. And he gave an answer and reason why he said that. He said, during the time of Pharaoh, the believer had to hide and conceal and to hold secret his belief. And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, during those trying times, during the times of the tribulation, and when there were onslaughts against the Muslims, and the Muslims were being attacked, and the Muslims were being harassed, and persecuted, and put into difficulty, that is the time when Hazrat Abu Bakr rose, and he said, that he recited the kalima, and he gave the speech, and he protected Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he freed the slave. Going further, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when the kuffar and the mushrikeen were harassing him and persecuting him and not allowing him freedom of religion and freedom of preaching and freedom of practicing Islam, then he decided to leave Makkatul Mukarramah. On his way out of Makkatul Mukarramah, he met a person, Ibn Dughana. Ibn Dughana told him that, oh Abu Bakr, where are you going? He said, I'm going away from this place. I'm going to a place, I'm migrating because I cannot worship here in peace. I cannot pray here in peace. I cannot preach here in peace. I cannot practice Islam in peace here. There is no freedom here, I'm leaving this place. I'm way away from this place. There is no freedom of my worship. There is no freedom of my prayer. There is no freedom of my movement and expression here. I'm leaving this place. Ibn Dughana said that you, Abu Bakr, and he enumerated 5 qualities of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. He enumerated 5 qualities of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala before giving him security. Before providing security for Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, before taking Hazrat Abu Bakr to the Quraysh tribes and saying to the Quraysh tribes that, listen, Abu Bakr is under my protection, is under my care, is under my custodianship, I will care for him, I will guard him, and because of me you cannot harm him, you cannot injure him, allow him certain things. Those five qualities I were to mention. Respected elders, Ibn Dughla addressed Abu Bakr and said, "Oh Abu Bakr, you are the one who helps the destitutes. You help the destitutes." Then he told him, "Oh Abu Bakr, you are the one who maintains cordial relationship with the relatives and kith and kin. Sila Rahmi, you are the one who maintains good relationship with your family members, with your relationship with your kith and kin." Respected elders, let us look at the first point, that destitutes, are we focusing upon the destitutes? Are we focusing upon the needy? Are we focusing our efforts and directions, our positive efforts and directions upon our relatives, upon our kith and kin? Yes, what happens these days, unfortunately, there is slandering, backbiting, gossiping takes place about the kith and kin, about the relatives, about the families. And if the relatives get together, unfortunately, that we are trying to do the wrong things, we are trying to backbite, fight, scandal, slander, do things against. Respected elders, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has clearly stated that do not harm and do not be harmed. Do not injure and do not be injured. And our policy, what has become of us, that at every step we try to harm someone, we try to injure someone, we try to run down someone, we try to belittle someone, we try to put someone down and look up. Respected elders, I address myself first, that we are the ones we are supposed to be looking at our own character first, our own personality first, our own transaction first, our own behavior first, our own dealings first, our own transactions first. We should have first be looking at this and then looking at the next person. And relatives especially, we're supposed to be soft to them, affectionate to them, helping them if they are needy, aiding them if they require aid, and be sympathetic towards them. However also, there is the relatives, that you should not allow the relatives to govern your lives un-Islamically. You should not allow anybody, in fact, whether he be relative or not relative, whether he be friend or foe, whether he be anybody, that he must not govern your life and dictate to you to make you do the wrong thing. Because of relatives, because of kith and kin, because of our family ties, it does not mean that you'll have to go to their un-Islamic festivals, un-Islamic celebrations, un-Islamic activities. In the spirit that, no, if I do not go, I will break up my relationship. Islam is one side. And remember, our priority is that we should be behaving like Muslims. Then Ibn Dughla mentioned a quality, he told him that you are the one who serves the guest. You are the one who serves the guest. And this quality of serving the guest, helping the guest, entertaining the guest, being friendly to the guest, serving the guest, respected elders, does not mean that every time some guest comes that you do everything out of your way and you go into debt or anything. No, within your means to entertain the guest. Little, come say come, respected elders, minimum is that we talk to them properly, we greet them properly, we smile at them. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that smiling is sadaqah also. Smiling is also sadaqah, is charity. So respected elders, the guest coming to the house hasn't come to take food away from the house. He has come with the barakah, he has come with blessing, he has come with goodness. Now what has happened in our age, that before even you have to go to someone, the people are informing each other, listen, before you come to my house, you must inform me. Before you come to my premises, you must inform me. Before you come, not that that person is really doing something Islamic activity or is really busy doing some permissible activity. No, you must phone, then the person will say, okay, you can come. Why this restriction? Why this limitation? You cannot just go and visit anybody. You cannot just go to anybody. Say, no, you see, that person, he's got some television program. Now television is controlling the life of the man. Now television is dictating, saying, no, don't come now, there's some program. Don't come this time, there's some program. Don't go during this time here, during this hour, there's certain program. This person here, his life is being governed by this television. His life, his morality is at stake because of this television. And this television is destroying the moral fiber of human society, and especially us. A Muslim, respected elders, how can a Muslim daughter and brother, sister and child, mother and father, grandmother and grandfather, mother-in-law and father-in-law, all sit in front of the television and look at all these immoral activities that are taking place there, and all these violence and vulgarity and sex that is going around on the television, and classify themselves after that as righteous and pious and good people. And then because of guests, no, don't come now, you know, I got something to watch now. Don't go now, no one is there, everybody is there. Everybody is watching television, they do not want to entertain the guest. By entertaining the guest, you realize, respected elders, that you come together. Families come together, Muslims come together, you know each other. And remember, visiting must not be just in futility. Visiting must not be in vain. You go there, exchange views and try to help. Try to aid each other. Ibn Dughana mentioned also the quality of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, who said, you spend on the needy and the orphan. You spend on the needy and the orphan. Respected elders, where our money is going to? Where our property is going to? Where our wealth is going to? In this age, where it is going to? When the casinos opened in our country, then during Ramadan time, because Muslims generally become more pious during that time, the owners of the casinos and the managers of the casinos were saying that, what has happened? Have we done something wrong? That there is no business, why the Muslims are not coming? Until someone explained to them that this is the month of Ramadan, they do not come. They said, oh, okay. Respected elders, most of the gambling dens in our country, most of the race courses in our country, most of the casinos in our country, most of these evil places in our country are funded and run by the Muslims. Our money, respected elders. And how can a Muslim, his blood, sweat money, he take it to the casino table, he takes it to the gambling den, he takes it to the horses, instead of giving it to the poor, the needy, the destitute, the welfare cases, instead of helping the people in Turkey, instead of helping the people in Bosnia, instead of helping the people now in our country in Cape Town. And concerning that, there will be collection concerning Cape Town after the Salah. And those who are to give, contributing towards Turkey especially, we should contact Saleh by after that. Respected elders, our money we should appreciate, our life we should appreciate. We are not cheap that we go to every function. We are not cheap that we go to every celebration. We are not cheap. We are Muslims, respected elders. We go where there will be Islam. We will go where our principles of Islam are maintained. Our money must go in the right place. Our wealth must go in the right place. It must not go onto the gambling den. And if a person's money is going towards the gambling den, if a person's money is going to the casino, if a person's money is going to the horses, if a person's money is going to the lottery, then he should question the halaliyat, he should question the rosy, where he's getting his money from. It is not easy come, easy go. Respected elders, Ibn Dughana mentioned another quality of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, first Khalifa of Islam, first deserving Khalifa of Islam, first worthy Khalifa of Islam. Respected elders, Ibn Dughana said that you are the one who spends on those who are affected in calamity for the sake of truth. You are the one who is spending on those who are affected by misfortune or calamity for the sake of truth. Respected elders, we should focus and say, listen, I want to give my wealth, I want to give the permissible wealth I've got in the path of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah, for the ilaha kalimatullah, for the upliftment of deen, not to waste it, not in extravagance and luxury and filth and muck and pornography and nudity and videos. Respected elders, we have got all the money to do with all the wrong things. Let's take our money and redirect it and put it in the right sources. Respected elders, these five qualities which Ibn Dughana mentioned to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, respected elders, when we look at history nicely and properly, then after Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam for the first time, received the first revelation, and he went to Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha and told Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha that Zammiluni, Zammiluni, cover me up, because he was perspiring and he was in a state of shock. Then Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha mentioned those very five qualities to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha said, "Oh Nabi, Allah will not destroy you. Oh Nabi, Allah will not ruin you. Oh Nabi, Allah will not leave you. Oh Nabi, Allah is with you. Allah is on your side." And she mentioned these five qualities to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said, "Allah will not destroy you because you are the one who spends on the guest. You are the one who spends on the needy and the orphan. You are the one who helps the destitute. You are the one who spends on those who have been afflicted by misfortune, and you are the ones who maintains sila rahmi, who maintains relationship, good relationships." Can you imagine the qualities in Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Outstanding qualities in Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which his wife, who knows him best, she mentioned it. Ibn Durna, he mentioned about Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Can you imagine the link and the contact between Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the closeness and the proximity between Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. To such an extent, respected elders, that when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered into Madinatul Munawwara after performing Jummah in Quba, when he proceeded to Madinatul Munawwara, inside Madinatul Munawwara, then the people of Madina, they did not see Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They did not know Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They did not know who is Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when they saw two personnel standing there, then they went towards Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was the more elder and senior, and they began to greet him, they began to shake his hand, they began to look at him and focus at him. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu allowed this to go on for a little while. Then he realized now it's time, when the sun rose a little bit, he took out the sheet and he covered Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When they saw, oh, he's covering Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's covering this person, so this must be the Rasul of Allah, this must be the Nabi of Allah, this must be Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The closeness between Hazrat Abu Bakr and Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can see. Now can you imagine, respected elders, before I conclude, that what about that person who vilifies Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who speaks ill about Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who lambasts Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who talks ill about the character, personality, status, position, dignity and honor of Nabi of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Ulama ikram have clearly stated, Fatwa Alamgari clearly states, that the person who denies that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is a sahaba of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is a sahabi of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, faqad kafar, he is a person who has left the fold of Islam. The people who criticize the sahaba, who speak ill of the companions of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are the out of the fold of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to also imbibe these five qualities in us and behave like good Muslims, direct our attention to the proper right things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to become good, practical, pious, righteous Muslims, respecting the Quran, respecting the ulama, respecting Islam, respecting the Shia Islam. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.